WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
PJ Harvey is the name for a loose coalition of musicians led by the English singer, songwriter, and guitarist Polly Jean Harvey. Her work has been extravagantly praised for its intensity and its refusal to adhere to any one genre of pop music. Now in her late 20s, Harvey has just released her fifth album called Is This Desire? Rock critic Ken Tucker tries to answer the question.
Did you see her walking? Did she come around here, sir? Black hair, brown eyes, my beautiful warrior. She was also needing, said I have no one. Even as I held her, she went out looking for someone. Looking for someone.
Polly Jean Harvey is the daughter of hippie-leaning parents from Dorsetshire, a mother who's a sculptor who also produced local blues concerts, and a father who's a quarryman. One of the first things Polly Jean did after becoming a pop music sensation in England was to take opera lessons. This clearly is a woman who knows how to go her own way. And more than any current rock performer of either sex, she knows how to get the maximum effects out of extremes of sound. She's tremendously skilled at establishing a mood and building on it, as she does here on The Wind.
Catherine liked high places. High up on the hills. A place for making noises. Like whales. Noises like the whales. And she built a chapel with her image. An image on the wall. A place where she could
many of Harvey's songs on Is This Desire are sung in the characters of different women, or are songs addressed to women in different tones: comradeship, jealousy, sympathy, rage. She plays around with gender roles. A previous album had a gleefully aggressive song called Man Size. In all this, she's more comparable to a contemporary short story writer like Mary Gateskill than to your average rock star. I think a gritty realist like Gateskill would really appreciate the opening image in a song like Catherine, in which Harvey says, "I gave you my heart, you left it there stinking."
Catherine de Parra, you've murdered my thinking. Gave you my heart, you left the thing stinking. I'd shake from your spell if it weren't for my drinking. The wind bites more bitter with each light of morning.
Different reviews I've read of Is This Desire have referred to Harvey as the Emily Bronte of rock, which I don't think quite gets it. True, there's a large element of the gothic romantic in her work, but there's little of the fragility or hopelessness that underpins Bronte's well-written melodramas, and I don't mean melodrama as an insult here. As for an answer to the questions she asks in her album's title, well, in the title song, she wonders whether her love contains enough desire, enough, as she says, to lift us higher, which I take to mean to a higher plane of feeling and consciousness. At her best, Harvey demands that you and I answer in the affirmative. This really is the sound of desire.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.